The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
And welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And I'm going to take a deep breath. I was just flying low right under the wire here to the WNN studio. And for the next hour, lots of information that I can discuss with you that hopefully will make a very big difference in your lives. And I talk to people all the time at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in my palatial office, as Al Foreman likes to say, and they tell me how I have changed their lives. And I say, no, right back at you. I talk to so many people and I give them lots and lots and lots of information. However, so many times people don't necessarily follow the recommendations. Let's say I make a recommendation for a specific nutrient and a specific dose, and sometimes even a specific manufacturing company. And maybe they'll go into a drugstore or big box store and choose something similar. It doesn't do the job, and then they're disappointed with me and certainly disappointed with the concept that nutrition makes a difference. Nutrition can literally change your life. That's on my card. Change your diet, change your life. And the reason that I can get so specific about certain supplements has to do with, for one reason or another, a specific dose for particular outcome is very important. So if you have a recommendation for, let's say, ubiquinol rather than CoQ10, keep in mind that difference and that different recommendation is for a specific purpose, that the issues that you have brought up in a discussion with me are very much going to be responsive, say, to ubiquinol and less responsive to the coenzyme Q10. And there are certain B-complex vitamins. The coenzymated B-complex vitamins can translate to a dramatic difference, a dramatically different response when you're using the coenzymated B-complex vitamins rather than just a regular across-the-board B-complex. Now, here's the biggie. When I suggest that a particular nutrient and a particular company, I do so because I know that that company adheres to ethical standards, high standards of excellence in manufacturing, high standards with regard to purity and quality and maintaining a manufacturing facility that has incredibly high quality air filtration standards, that they do the quarantine aspect, receiving bulk ingredients from all over the world. Now, you know how it is with travel. You know how it is in other nations. What we would consider a standard might not necessarily be the standard in that country of origin. So quarantining the bulk ingredients turns out to be really important. Maintaining that air quality filtration system turns out to be really important, because if there are particles in the air from manufacturing one substance to the manufacture of another nutrient supplemental substance, that cross-contamination can play a very negative role in the overall manufacturing process. So all of those little details kind of fall into place, and it's important for us to understand that with the experience of having visited different manufacturing facilities, with the experience over the years of having used apparently identical nutrient formulations from different companies, to find out that on occasion those original recommendations for a specific company, they're there for a reason, because I found that those supplements tend to work better for specific health challenges. So crucially important to understand those recommendations are made for a reason, and you will find good results. So when you stick to the dose that's recommended, when you stick to the company, if there is a company that's recommended, and certainly the formulations, the different forms of the ingredients in those nutritional supplements, it all makes a difference. But here is the biggie. It's check those other ingredients. Outside of the supplement facts box, you will see a very small print line or several lines, and these lines cover other ingredients. And that's what it says just outside the supplement facts box. It says other ingredients. Now, if you see polysorbate 80, I would not swallow that every single day. Once in a while, if you have occasion to be exposed to polysorbate 80, that's not good. But swallowing a formula that has polysorbate 80 every single day? No, don't do it. Okay, so what is it about polysorbate 80 that gets my attention? During the manufacturing process, polysorbate 80 is an emulsifier. Okay, and I understand, yes, indeed, that some of those formulators might need an emulsifier, possibly because the quality of the ingredients is not that great. But the emulsification with polysorbate 80 means that polysorbate 80 has been exposed to carcinogenic substances in the manufacturing process, in the creation process of the polysorbate 80. Do you want to swallow something every day that has been exposed to carcinogenic substances? I don't think so. Now, moving on, even of greater insult to our bodies, polyethylene glycol. I talk to people about swallowing polyethylene glycol. You wouldn't want to touch it. You wouldn't want to be exposed to it. So what's the polyethylene glycol? I say that an ingredient, a component of the polyethylene glycol, is antifreeze. Do you know that many dogs have died because they might have been licking water from a puddle that they'd see in the street, and the puddle had been contaminated with some drops of antifreeze from cars passing over it, and that polyethylene glycol is such a toxic substance that the animals die. So you don't want to swallow that every day. Okay, you say, well, it isn't really going to make me sick. It's such a minute amount. And I agree. It is such a tiny amount. I don't think a tiny amount is going to hurt you. It isn't a good thing. And remember, what we're here about is to try to do all of the good things for our bodies. So the idea is that every day, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit of that polyethylene glycol can very well take a toll. Well, you say, okay, I have a really healthy liver. I take aloe vera. I take milk thistle. I eat beets. I do lemon in my water. I do all those good things to support my liver so that polyethylene glycol isn't going to do anything. Well, the healthier your liver is, the more effective your liver is at detoxifying all of these terrible chemicals. But do you want to really challenge your liver in that way? Do you want to deliberately expose it to such a negative chemical? I don't think so. Then, moving on down that list of other ingredients, the artificial colors. And you say, okay, well, it's so minute. It's not a big deal. We don't really need to be concerned about it. Well, maybe if you're not really focused on achieving the best results from your supplements, you don't have to worry about that artificial color. But very frequently, I find that those artificial colors, it isn't just one artificial color. It isn't two. Very often it's three. It's red, yellow, and blue. And each one of those has a different negative impact on your body. So then let's take that whole big picture into consideration. The artificial color, polyethylene glycol, polysorbate 80, all taken together. What a challenge to your liver then. So we have no idea how dramatically negative that combination of chemicals impacts as a group. Okay? So let's say each one contributes their own negativity. When they're mixed together, the potential for even much greater negativity than taken individually, that's a real issue. Compounded toxicity. Okay, so we've got the chemicals. How do those chemicals impact the nutrients and the ability to absorb the nutrients? I think when your liver is working so hard detoxifying poisons, it might not necessarily have the energy to produce high quality bile, might not have the energy to be detoxifying all of the other substances that we're exposed to in the course of a day. Oh, did you take your shower this morning? Oh, your shower in that chlorinated water? Yes, indeed. So we have exposure to chlorine, exposure to artificial color, exposure to polyethylene glycol. What a terrible toxic mix we've already exposed ourselves to. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Flying solo today, no Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll hear from him tomorrow, I'm sure. But I have 45 more minutes coming on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with lots more information to improve your good health. Stay tuned.
The knowledge. knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available 6 days a week at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Meet Anita Arabia. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Janet.
Tell our listeners what you do at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
I spend my time running around Save-A-Lot, making all the customers and employees happy.
And I know you do a fabulous job. And you're there every single day?
5 days a week.
5 days a week. Okay. And what are some of the things that you do there? Do you do ordering? Okay.
Yes. I do a little bit of everything.
Yes. And so when people hear the name Anita Arabia, they will know that you're very much a part of keeping them happy customers at Save-A-Lot.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you, Janet.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Hopefully, you are among our many everyday listeners because we are here Monday through Friday from 10 to 11. And there are three ways that you can listen to the Save-A-Lot. Actually, there are four ways. Four ways that you can listen to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. WNN 1470 AM. 95.3 FM, and you can be listening in the comfort of your home or office on your computer by going to wwnnradio.com. And remember, you have to do that at 10 because it isn't broadcast all the time. It is simulcast, wwnnradio.com. And the fourth way that you can listen to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, you can go to www.saveaLotNutritionCenters.com. And it's SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. And then by date and subject, you can pick any of the radio shows that we have been doing since last summer. So lots and lots of information, and fortunately able to be searched by topic. So that makes your search on SaveALotNutritionCenters.com that much easier. Okay, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located 3105 North State Road 7. So we're just a little bit north of Northwest Medical Center in the PennDOT Shopping Center. That's a half mile south of Sample Road on 441. Turn right on 31st Street and immediately turn right again into the PennDOT Shopping Center. And then you will see the grand opening signs for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. And you will be able to come on in and see me. You can bring your blood test results. You can bring your bone density test results. You can bring me any of the test results that you might have, and I'll review them with you, possibly with a slightly different eye than the review that might take place with a mainstream medical practitioner. I am a licensed nutrition counselor, and from those test results, I can bring to you a broader interpretation of what's going on with your health. And how would you say I do that? Okay. Very often when you're working with your physician or other practitioner, they might take a look at your blood tests and say, okay, well, everything's in the normal range. You're good to go. Or they might say, your cholesterol is too high and it might be 202 or some number like that. And I say that 202 as a cholesterol number might not be cause for concern. My interpretation of cholesterol numbers would factor in your age. As we age, we need a higher cholesterol level for our brains, our joints, our livers, and our hormones. So if you're over the age of 60, you might want a slightly higher cholesterol number. What do you want? You want a really good cholesterol ratio, and that ratio is an indication of a proper balance in metabolism and the right amount of HDL circulating and supporting overall heart function and hormone, brain function, all of that. And a lower level LDL. And why do you want that? Well, that LDL is an indication of inflammation in your body. And very often, unfortunately, all the medical community seems to want to do is reduce the numbers, but not necessarily investigate why you might be dealing with elevated inflammation. And it's very interesting because I can tell so much about someone's diet from that lipid profile. So your cholesterol, your HDL, your triglycerides, your LDL, particle size, all of that gives me a really good insight into how well you are focused on the beneficial health-supporting foods and how much you might be straying off the straight and narrow into areas where you're exposed to processed foods, high-starch foods, compromised quality foods. So a little information different than what you might be getting from your physician. Not just a knee-jerk reaction to, let's lower that cholesterol, let's get it under 170. Not necessarily the best thing for everyone. Where else might I make some suggestions that are different than your mainstream medical practitioner? Well, I'll look at things that are near the lower end of reference range or near the higher end of reference range. And I'll talk to people about the potential for something that might be developing, something to take a look at. And before there is cause for a diagnosis based on your blood test results, we've already begun to address it. How do we address it? Supplements are my go-to approach. And there might be plenty of people out there rolling their eyes and saying, hey, no, it should be your diet first. Well, here's my reasoning, and you can tell me where I've gone astray. My reasoning is address the issue, let the individual see the difference with the addition of a specific nutrient substance and how that nutrient substance can transform their blood chemistry in a dramatically beneficial way. And never have symptoms of an issue develop. Never move toward an over-the-counter medical product or a prescription medical product, a pharmaceutical, to address an illness or a diagnosis. Let's move right through that blood chemistry and keep it in the ranges that we know are very health supporting. So after that blood chemistry has been achieved, that's when we meal by meal, snack by snack, drink by drink, begin to make the changes that will automatically maintain the blood chemistry that you are looking for. And the blood chemistry that is indicative of not having an illness in the developmental stages. So that's my perspective. And one of the things that I'm going to be talking in this next segment is, what are your alternatives? Let's say, you know, you pretty much have a couple of headaches a week. What do you do? Oh, I reach for a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, or I reach for an aspirin. Well, we can talk about some of the substances that are going to be capable of minimizing the occurrence of a headache, and why you might want to be attentive to looking for alternatives. Okay, and you say, well, I take an aspirin, and you know, taking an aspirin every day, that reduces my risk of heart attack. I think it's important to know what the research says. Yes, indeed, aspirin is associated with reducing the risk of heart attack, but which heart attack is it going to reduce the risk of? The second heart attack. There isn't any research that supports the use of aspirin or low-dose aspirin to reduce the risk of your first heart attack. And you say, well, the aspirin is going to be thinning my blood. If the aspirin is thinning my blood, then I'm making progress. I'm taking a burden off my heart. Yes, indeed. But what else are you doing? Aspirin reduces folic acid. Folic acid, research has said, is one of the substances associated with longevity. That supported folic acid levels, very important when it comes to extending life. Where else is folic acid crucially important? Before pregnancy. And I say before pregnancy because it is associated with neurological development in the very early weeks of pregnancy. The first month of pregnancy, your folic acid needs to be supported. So if there are any young women out there thinking that, oh, I pop an aspirin once in a while because of headaches or stress or for whatever reason, my knee hurts, and what you may not realize is that you are compromising your folic acid levels. The other area of folic acid deficiency that is of great importance is for women who are taking birth control pills, oral contraceptives, or hormone replacement therapy. Though, in addition to aspirin, those oral contraceptives and hormone replacement therapies interfere also in folic acid levels in your body. What else does aspirin reduce? It has the potential to reduce iron, potassium, sodium. That sodium-potassium ratio is so important for your heart, but also for your energy. And here's the kicker. What else does the aspirin reduce? Vitamin C. We struggle to maintain our vitamin C levels because we need it for collagen. We need it for so many different areas of maintaining health within our bodies, maintaining joint health, maintaining your immune function, all of that. Vitamin C contributes to that good health. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm talking about why you need to look for alternatives before you reach for an over-the-counter drug or a pharmaceutical. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'll be right back.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. We're going to introduce Kyle to our listeners. Hi, Kyle. Tell us what you do at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Well, I make sure that we have a large variety of items at the everyday low prices for everyone to live healthy affordably.
Okay, and your specialty, having that large array of items, is mostly the food choices. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So if anyone would like a particular food product, should they come and talk to Kyle?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Kyle, we look forward to our customers meeting you. Now they know your name and your voice.
Yep, and I'm here 5 days a week.
And welcome back. This is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am Janet Cimarelli, and I'm sure that Mr. Al Foreman will be back with us tomorrow. And keep in mind, tomorrow, very special guest, Jordan Rubin, will be speaking with us, and we'll be finding out all about the fantastic components in bone broth and how bone broth can support your overall good health. So that's tomorrow at 10, Jordan Rubin. And, okay, I'm talking about different over-the-counter and prescription medications that have some negative impacts, those impacts that you really need to know about. Okay, antacids. So, how many people do you know who say, oh, I have heartburn, ooh, I have indigestion, ooh, I lay down at night and things just get burning and uncomfortable and it just comes up into my throat and it hurts, it burns, it's so uncomfortable, I can't fall asleep. I have terrible, terrible gastroesophageal reflux disease. That's what my doctor said. It's a disease. Your digestive system doesn't have what it needs to break down the foods that you're ingesting. And we have categorized that as a disease. Oh, you have so abused the chemistry in your mouth, your esophagus, your stomach, that you no longer are able to digest even the simplest of foods without a burning sensation. Yes, we have some very good answers if you take into consideration a natural approach. But if you go into the drugstore, what are you going to find? You're going to find lots of drugs. Are they going to solve the problem? Well, they'll take the symptom away, but I don't think they're going to solve the problem. And what's interesting to me is now I'll just unfortunately pick on Tums. Tums used to come in a tiny little container. Now you can get the giant industrial size. And why are you getting that giant industrial size? Because you are popping the Tums constantly. So you don't even have to be eating to be experiencing that uncomfortable digestive system response. You can just be walking around drinking some water and you are dealing with heartburn and indigestion. Okay, so the issue with antacids is more complicated than what I'm about to tell you. We know that antacids deplete calcium. So let's think about the proliferation of all of the antacid products, the over-counter products and the prescription products, and the increase in diagnoses of osteopenia, osteoporosis, possibly the increase in hip fractures and other fractures in the elderly. We know that as we age, our digestive systems are just not as efficient as they were when we were younger. So what do we need to do? Not break down the acids in our stomachs, but rather support those digestive enzymes and acids. Because when you take antacid products, you have the potential to deplete calcium. But you know what else happens? There is recent research that is showing those people who use antacid products for more than 3 years have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. So here we are focusing all of our efforts, spending billions with a B on lowering cholesterol with drugs, lowering blood pressure with drugs, and all kinds of high intensity interventions like the implants of stents and using bypass surgery. And what might those people have in common who are dealing with that heart issue, heart challenge? They might have been using antacid products for years and years and years. And even though it might be a one-a-day antacid product, that still has the potential to dysregulate minerals. If you deplete calcium, you put at risk the proper ratio and interaction of other minerals in your body. So popping an antacid isn't the very simple, basic intervention for your digestive problems. It has far-reaching results. So pay attention. One of the things where would I start to relieve your discomfort? A very basic digestive enzyme. And I have to say, I have Janet's Best Formulas and I have Janagest. Very basic. And that's where we would start. You would begin to introduce a basic digestive enzyme. Now, some people with really sensitive digestive tracts, they would possibly move from Janagest to an even milder digestive enzyme. Some people with long-standing indigestion issues and stronger digestive tracts, they might go to a stronger digestive enzyme formula. But I like to start people in the middle of the road, see what the response is. We know that we're enhancing the acid content in your stomach. We know that you're enhancing the enzyme production. All of that, very, very important. Okay, so have the antacid products just compromised your upper digestive system? No, indeed, your entire digestive system has been, the chemistry has been changed. It is so different, so dysfunctional. So what do you need in addition to the digestive enzyme that you're using for the upper digestive tract? You need a probiotic. So you're going to enhance the chemistry of your gut, and that will relieve a lot of inflammation. Do we stop there? No, it's a comprehensive approach. We need to evaluate your diet. We need to evaluate your fluid intake. And people say, well, I just don't have time to consume as much water as the recommendations suggest I consume. All right. Just imagine, I'm sure that lots of you have seen pictures of your liver, and your liver is soft and glistening and highly, highly hydrated. It needs water. So imagine that beautiful organ that does so much to keep us healthy. Imagine that organ looking like a shriveled up apple, and a really, really old apple. It needs water. If you want it to function very well, it needs water. So the enzymes, the probiotic, and water. Whenever you consume a meal, it requires a certain amount of hydration for your liver to do its processing aspect in the digestive process, and your kidneys. If your urine is so highly concentrated, it is just like most difficult scenario for your kidneys. So please drink water. You don't have to drink gulps, but sips. Sips all through the day. Sips all through the day actually enhance hydration. So bit by bit by bit, the little bit of water that you're ingesting every couple of minutes is able to make it into the cells and able to hydrate the cells all through your body, but most particularly, you're being kind to your liver and kidneys. Okay, so I talked about the probiotics, and we do know that antacids not only interfere with the calcium and the ratio of other minerals, we know that the antacids interfere with your gut chemistry. Well, we know from recent research that those antacids contribute to your risk of developing cardiovascular disease. Let's move on to a big, big, big issue. And what is it? Penicillin. Antibiotics. So more and more information is coming out about the dangers associated with overuse of antibiotics. And as Dr. Slavin used to say, where do you get antibiotics without a prescription? In your chicken, in your hamburger, in your dairy, in your cheese. All of our livestock are so overwhelmingly over-medicated with antibiotics. Why are we using so much of the antibiotics produced in our livestock? Makes them fat. Makes them gain weight. Do you wonder why Americans are moving right past overweight into obesity? The antibiotic contaminated foods that we consume every day. And are those antibiotics given to the livestock to protect us? I don't think so. I think those antibiotics are given to the livestock for the financial well-being of those livestock farmers. Now, am I against those farmers doing well? Absolutely not. But I'm going to be consuming their product, and I want the highest quality I can get. Okay, so where do you go for that? Organic beef and chicken, organic turkey, wild-caught fish, any of the livestock that you consume in order to assure yourself that you are not contaminating your digestive system with antibiotics needs to be organic. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I am bringing you this broadcast because of support from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And when we come back, I'll tell you how to reach the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Stay tuned. Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
This is Tatiana.
Good morning, Tatiana. I would love to have you introduce yourself to the Save a Lot Nutrition customers.
Well, my name is Tatiana, and I am one of the cashiers here, and I do speak Spanish if anyone needs any help. And I'm also on the floor to help anyone also.
I know that you have been acclimating yourself to the inventory at Save-A-Lot, and so if a Spanish-speaking customer came to see you, how would you greet them?
Well, I would say, hola, ¿cómo estás? And, you know, show them what they're looking for pretty much. Ask them pretty much anything that they were needing.
Thank you.
If they're looking for beauty or my favorite brand, which is Elba.
And a little giggle there, too. So thanks so much for introducing yourself to our customers, Tatiana.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
And welcome back to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I want to tell you how you can find me at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. The address is 3105 North State Road 7, also known as 441. It is located in the south end of the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. We are 1/2 mile south of Sample Road. Turn right on 31st Street and an immediate right into the Penn Dutch Center, and you'll see Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center's grand opening signs on your left. And then, if you're coming north on 441 State Road 7, you will pass the Northwest Medical Center. You'll see a Walgreens on your right. That's Northwest 31st Street. Turn left on Northwest 31st Street, and you'll see the PennDOT Shopping Center on your right. The telephone number to call, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. Now, I am available today at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 1 to 7. So for all of those individuals who are at work, you have until 7 o'clock, actually 20 of 7. I have about 20 minutes with each individual at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in the privacy of my office. Now, if you require a more in-depth, personalized counseling session, I am available for private counseling sessions. And you can call and find out about those private counseling sessions at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Or you can call me personally, 954-652-8680, 954-652-8680, to arrange a private counseling session. You will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center jaw-dropping prices. From my office, I look down one of the vitamin aisles at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and I watch the people kind of browsing, walking around the store, and then I see them, they look at a product, and then they lean in, and they look at the price, and they lean back out, and then they lean in even closer, and I watch their mouths drop open, and that's how I came up with that idea that there are jaw-dropping prices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And just yesterday, there was a woman in the vitamin aisle outside my office, and she picked up a product and she was looking at it. Yes, indeed, this was a product that she had been using, and she leaned in to look at the price, and then she started saying, "Oh my goodness. Oh my God. I can't believe it. Oh my word. Do you know how much I have paid for this? Your price. Oh my goodness. I have never seen this at such a low price." So if you want to be amazed at the prices, come on in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, where you will save a lot and you will do so much for your good health, because we have such a knowledgeable staff. You heard during the breaks, meeting the different people that are available on the floor of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. It is literally a cache of such high quality information. So much experience. You will just be amazed at the fabulous information and guidance you'll be able to get at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And keeping in mind, free nutrition counseling? Oh my goodness. So as I said, bring in your blood work, bring in your bone density testing, bring in any of the tests that you have been given at your physician's office, and I will give you some guidance based on that information, certainly based on the issues that you're telling me you're dealing with, and certainly also information based on your diet. Okay. Just before the break, I was talking about the incredible overexposure we as Americans have to antibiotics. And so what happens? You totally derange your gut chemistry. What does that translate to? It can translate to headaches, confusion, memory issues, very low mood. The negative impact that gut derangement leads to affects every aspect of your life. Your immune system response originates in your gut. How efficient do you think your immune response is going to be when you have been overexposed to all manner of antibiotic substances that have killed off, yes, some of the bad bacteria, but also the good bacteria? And what has that done? In addition to impacting so many different areas of how our bodies are meant to work, it opens the door for unusual microorganisms to find a happy home in your gut. Unusual microorganisms that can lead to bloating, constipation, diarrhea, incomplete digestion, and certainly unacceptable immune response. You need to be so careful to minimize your exposure to these antibiotic substances. Across the board, they are a problem. However, do we need them? Well, what we need them is for an infection that has not responded to natural antibacterial substances. So what are some of the natural substances that you can use to kill off an invading microorganism? We have so many. Garlic, oregano, that just begins to head the list. Making sure that your vitamin D status is maintained. Using true vitamin A, not just beta carotene. True vitamin A having a very beneficial impact on your immune system, on your upper respiratory system. Tetracyclines. Those are particular area of antibiotics that deplete calcium, magnesium, iron, vitamin K, B complex, and probiotics. Okay, so using tetracyclines and you're unbalancing calcium, magnesium, iron, and vitamin K, do you think they might play a role in the development of bone loss of bone density? Calcium, magnesium, vitamin K? Oh my goodness. And we are running to the physician's office. We're running to the drugstore to pick up prescriptions. And we have no idea how negatively these prescriptions and literally over-the-counter drugs are affecting our overall function. So what can you do about it? Come on in and see me at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7. I'm there today from 1 to 7. And I will be back on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour tomorrow at 10 with our very special guest, Jordan Rubin. And I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a pleasure to spend the hour with you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.